We are knee-deep in the holiday season. We're also getting into the winter months as well, so we want to talk about safety from fire and a police perspective, and we so appreciate having these, I think, seasonal conversations because, you know, we've got different things that pop up depending on the time of year. And so joining us back in studio, Bridgeport Police Chief Roderick Porter and Bridgeport's Fire Chief Lance Edwards. Gentlemen, welcome. How are you both?
Good morning.
Good morning, Melissa. I'm well.
You guys seem chipper.
Yeah, we like getting up early to come.
I know.
A few hours now.
That's so true. I love it. I know. You guys speak my language. I love it. I feel so seen when you guys are here. I also feel like I'm in trouble every single time you guys show up here. Whoever opens the door for you is like, oh no. And I'm like, guys, it's okay. I didn't do anything and I'm not getting arrested live on the air. So there you go. And we're not putting out any fires. Well, hopefully.
That's the goal.
But this is typically the time where you see more house fires, correct? Isn't it usually the winter months or the holidays?
It is. There's a slight uptick during the winter months, but typically the number one cause of fires is still kitchen fires, people leaving food on the stove. So I don't want people to think that has anything to do with Christmas trees, although that it is a factor. It's a very small factor, but still we're still leaving food on the stove, which is a major.
Really? Yeah. Okay. So that's still the problem. That's 365. Doesn't matter what time of year.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's not seasonal. It's all year.
But people are typically, if they're feeding armies or they're hosting parties, that's where, or you're doing 17 things and you're like, it's fine. I can leave the pot boiling for a little bit just to go change the laundry over or something. That's when these things tend to happen more.
So this is our second large dinner that we're going to have in a very short period of time, basically in the last 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. So we made it through Thanksgiving.
We did.
Without any kitchen fires, any structure fires, luckily. And our goal is to make it through Christmas the same as well.
Okay. Yeah. So I do want to talk about some of the things that come with this time of year. I mean, I can't overlook what happened in Stamford years ago, fireplaces and all of that. I think that's something that more and more people are using their fireplaces more. Open candles. I know we've got Hanukkah this week. I was just talking to my son about this yesterday when we lit the candles. I was like, blow them out because I don't trust either of us. Yep. Blow them out. Yep. So, I mean, talk about kind of open fire, making sure that we, you know, handle those properly.
In terms of fireplaces, as you discussed about the fire that took place a few years ago down in Stamford, which was a fatal fire. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, that particular call, ashes were left on the front porch. And we want to make sure, and I believe the ashes we'll put in a garbage bag. So we have to make sure if we're going to discard of ashes, it goes into a metal container. And even though it's in a metal container, you still want to make sure that metal container is placed and stored away from the home. Mm. So just because it's put into a material that's not going to burn, not combustible, you still want to make sure that it's put away from the home because all it takes is a good gust of wind to get an ember going. And next thing you know, you can find yourself with an emergency at your home. So the way you discard embers is really, really important dealing with fireplaces.
I think also, you know, checking. I've noticed more and more people are doing fake trees, which I can understand this, but checking that your tree isn't dry. Because isn't that typically when you know that you have a higher chance of a fire with Christmas trees?
Oh, absolutely. So if you follow us on Facebook, our fire department Facebook page, Fire Marshal Carr put together a fire safety message. And it was related to Christmas tree fires. And you see just how quickly these things spread and ignite. It really only takes a few seconds. Mm-hmm. And this is all from a dry tree. So that's why we say, we cut our tree down every year. We go to Jones, and not a plug for Jones, but we enjoy the outing.
Yeah.
But it's important from day one to make sure that you keep these trees watered every day because these trees, they consume and drink a lot of water. You have no idea.
Mm.
And it doesn't take much for the tree to become dry, especially location is very important. Where you place this real tree, you want to keep it away from like baseboard heat, any radiators. This time of year, it's very, very cold. We've had a stretch. The temperatures have been frigid, and we have a lot of people using electric heaters, kerosene heaters. This will definitely add to drying out a tree. So location is very important.
Yeah.
And watering. Can't speak enough about watering a tree.
Yeah. I mean, it's not just us who are dehydrated in the wintertime, which, by the way, humans don't drink enough water.
We don't
drink enough water, but neither do the trees. So make sure you're taking care of that. And again, you're hearing from Fire Chief Lance Edwards. I do want to also talk about some of the you know, we talk about hustle and bustle, and we have Chief Roderick Porter here with the police department. Traffic, I feel like, is something that has to be probably very much a focus for your department. Obviously, you guys are looking at everything, but that's got to be something you're very focused on this time of year.
Yeah, we do it all the time, but particularly this time of year with more people out and about, particularly around shopping centers and things like that. So we increase our traffic presence around those areas to try and just make sure people are driving at a safe speed and not erratic. So we do have some details out now that on the weekends where we're looking for distracted drivers and things like that. So particularly around shopping centers, you know, a lot of people are going shopping now. So be aware of your surroundings and aware of how you are driving.
Well, and I also think, you know, starting, I would imagine Bridgeport schools are on the same page as most other school districts, but they're going to have 2 weeks probably of kids being off. So you're talking about thousands of kids now out and about. And I think you've got to be aware of that because, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but like I'm still working during holiday break.
Mm-hmm.
So there's still going to be people in their regular routine. But the kids out of school, it makes it very different dynamic.
Yeah. So you should always, when school's out, you should be looking for kids to be on the streets more in abnormal times than you would normally see them out and about during the school day. So just be aware of your surroundings, looking for kids. Kids maybe get new toys, bikes and things like that. They're out testing them out. So just be cautious while you're driving.
And I mean, the other thing, too, we were talking about how humans don't drink enough water during this time. We also tend to exceedingly drink alcohol. Uh-huh. that tends to happen for the average person around this time as well. So anything in particular that you'd want people to think about, you know, if they're going to those holiday parties and all of that?
I mean, I think, first of all, drink responsibly. And if you are going to drink, don't drive. Have a designated driver or use a car service. You know, every year we hear stories of people who are drinking and driving and tragically, they lose their lives or they take the life of someone else. So, just be responsible when you're out and about. Enjoy yourselves, but be responsible.
Yeah. And even with the ride shares, I think you have to think about handling those properly as well. Not to say that they're not credible people, but making sure that you do, for example, check the license plate, that it matches the one on your app, right? I mean, are there things that you should be thinking about?
Yeah,
little
things like that. Make sure it's the one that's on your app. Take a picture of the car. Take a picture of the plate before you get in. Send it to a friend if you're, you know, traveling alone. Things like that. And make sure you're using a credible share as well. We have a lot of gypsy cabs out here in and around Bridgeport. So make sure you're using a credible service.
Oh, I think that's really important to know. So the last time I had Chief Edwards and Chief Porter in studio, we were talking about porch pirates. And I mean, that is still kind of obviously going on because people are still ordering packages. But I think what I'm hearing about more and more, and Chief Porter was kind of talking about this before, off the air, I should say, is the scams. The scams are happening constantly. I had a listener who was in Stanford who said that she was getting scammed with her auto part maker person. I don't remember what it was, but it just seems like they're happening constantly. And you actually had a local resident who called out to you about this last night.
Yeah, yesterday, last night during Monday Night Football, I was talking to one of our residents who had gotten a hold of me, and we talked about she had been scammed, a mortgage scam. You know, she lost her husband tragically and she's trying to refinance and she went to a non-credible mortgage scam company and she lost several thousand dollars. So we're going to try and help her out, put her with our investigators, see if some things that we could do to help her out. But you got to be aware, make sure you're dealing with reputable, credible sources of these different companies. Check with your banks before you deal with some company that just, if it seems too good to be true, then the red flag should go up.
Yeah, it probably is.
Yeah.
And, you know, some other things that we tend to do, but then I think we kind of back off of it a little bit once the holidays are over, is the extension cords, the plugging things in, just the all the glitz, the glam, but it's got to plug in somewhere. So,
yes.
Chief Edwards, I mean, what would be your recommendation when it comes to all the plugins?
First of all, follow the manufacturer's instructions.
That is his favorite thing to say.
I say it all
I'm going to tell
time.
You right. When you go into your house, is there
say,
a sign
right?
that's like, welcome to the Edwards household. Be sure to read the instruction manual before you open this door. Like, is there a sign in your house? If not, I'm going to have you one
it
made.
It should be.
Yeah, I'm telling you, should have one made.
It doesn't really make sense. It's so easy.
How often do you tell your wife that, to read the instruction
once
manual?
A week.
Yeah, I figured.
Once a week.
Your poor wife. Oh, my gosh. I love it. No, I think it's great. So, yes, read the instruction manual.
Read the instructions. And if you're going to use an extension cord, you want to make sure that you match the extension cord. There's light duty, medium duty, and heavy duty. So if you're going to use, say, if it's for lights outside.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily need a heavy duty, but you want to make sure, usually when you purchase an extension cord, it's wrapped up.
Yes.
And usually there's a zip tie to it. A lot of people have a tendency, even when they buy appliances, say like a toaster, they leave it zipped up and they just plug it into
the wall.
Oh,
no, are you not supposed to do that?
You have to get rid of the zip tie because that those bends create heat.
Oh.
So you have to make sure if you're going to use any type of appliance or extension cord that it's laid out properly.
Don't look at me like that because I didn't know that you couldn't do that.
You're not checking those boxes,
Melissa. I didn't know.
You don't want the wires.
Exactly, because it creates heat. That's the last thing
I didn't realize that.
You want to get the wire like kind of controlled, right? The extension.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
You want to get rid
of that. Is it the same with cell phone wires?
Any wire.
Okay.
Any wire. Because if you don't, it allows heat to build up.
You know, this is twice in a row, you guys, that you have shamed me on my show. The first time was when you were like, did you report the porch pirate? And I'm like, no, I did not. I saw it, but I'm telling you. And now you're telling me that I'm plugging things in wrong, okay?
Yes.
Listen, but this is good. This is good.
Yes.
Because I guarantee you somebody else who's driving in their car right now is like, oh, you're not alone. Please tell me I'm not alone.
Mm-hmm. And especially this time of the year, because we know people are using space heaters.
Mm-hmm.
Space heaters are not designed to be utilized with an extension cord. They go directly into the wall.
Okay.
That's it. So do not, even if it's a heavy duty.
Don't worry, I don't have a space heater. I didn't get that wrong. I'm just taking notes mentally.
They're designed to be operated right into the wall.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Utilize an extension cord.
Is that like any, I mean, is it the same as when you, I'm trying to think of what the machine is because I know my parents use this, but where it collects the water?
Dehumidifier.
There you go.
Directly into the wall.
Directly into the wall. That's also, so any of those.
Yeah,
okay.
They generate a lot of heat. So those are designed to operate directly into the wall, not with an extension cord.
Huh. Yeah. Okay. I think
and
that's
especially
good to know.
If the extension cord has a zip tie.
Okay. I already told you I learned about the zip tie. I'm telling you, but honestly, you know what's so annoying is people, when you go, I don't know, I'm not, we'll talk about this off the air because okay, we're done. So anyways, continue. So, all right, so we do understand, but like, what about the ones where you've got an outlet where you could put 9 different plugs in? Is there any danger to that or is that okay?
Yes, if they're overloaded. So just
right. How do you know you've overloaded it? There you go.
It's the type of devices that you have plugged in. So if you have, let's say, 9 toasters, it's okay. A toaster oven is a lot different. So
should I read the instruction manual?
Wow, look at
there
that.
There you go.
I like that. I like that.
That's the false thing, right?
Exactly.
That's always the safe thing.
Is that what you're saying?
The issue is you don't want to overload, even though it's a plug-in, it has 9 outlets.
Yeah.
Stay away from utilizing all 9.
Okay.
There's something going on.
Don't worry. I'm not plugging in 9 things.
Devices.
If only you could see what Chief Edwards' face looks like. I don't have 9 things plugged in.
Okay.
I got a fake tree this year. I did all the things to make sure that I don't light my house on fire.
Mm. But real trees are safe.
They really totally. Oh, no, they totally are.
We cut ours down every year.
Yeah.
As long as you keep them watered. And speaking of trees, so we have lights. Some people have a tendency to use the same lights for, say, 20, 25 years. We only use them once a year. So you have to make sure that you check the lights themselves.
Do you guys share one brain? Like, what is that? What was that? That was like telepathy. Chief Porter's like, oh, yeah, you got to check
the
lights.
Well, we've been together now for 3 years, I can finish the sentence.
Right. Yeah, no, you just did. I just watched it in real time. That was really cool.
It's that Bridgeport thing we got.
Yeah, no, I mean, listen, you guys are thick as thieves, and I love that. I mean, it is true. I do think that's really neat that you guys work very in tandem with each other.
We have to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know if every town or city does that.
Makes for a safer city.
Oh, absolutely.
Sure.
We're in communication all the time.
Yeah, no. Oh, I know. Finishing each other's sentences. Chief Porter said whenever he needs something done that's like fire-related, he will say, well, Lance said to do this. And that's how it gets done. I think that's so great. I really do. Mm. Is there anything else you want to make sure people are thinking about? Maybe getting away from holidays, but just with the winter season. Anything in particular that you guys tend to see this time of year?
If I could just say, one of the things I've seen, and I know tragically there was an incident in Stanford where some people who were homeless died due to exposure.
Thank you for touching on that. I know I was missing something. That was awful.
Yeah, we have our social worker teams that work with the police. We go out and try to get people off the street, try to find them housing. I know the city's doing a big push. So if anybody's out there, if you know someone on the streets, if you can just direct them to one of our services, one of our shelters. That's one of the main concerns that I have for the city is our residents being outside and exposed to the elements. If we can help those people out.
But like walking on the ice too, haven't we had issues with that before where people walk on open? Well, we don't know if the ice is solid or not. Haven't we had that situation before?
I don't know
if we've had it in Bridgeport.
I think it's been a while.
Yeah.
We've been very fortunate
That's good.
Not to have responded to an incident like that.
That's good.
I know many communities will test the ice and make sure that it's hard enough for people to go out onto the ice. But I think you should always be careful with that.
I just think if there's no signage, I would just avoid it like the plague.
Yeah, I would agree.
Absolutely.
I would agree.
And just to piggyback off of what Chief Porter was talking about, Bridgeport has warming centers. And some of the warming centers that we have were like at the Black Rock Senior Center, the Eastside Senior Center, as well as the Eisenhower Senior Center.
So oh, I think that's
those
important.
Those are important to keep in mind in case you need somewhere to go. Just
yeah, I think so too. Mm-hmm. The last thing that I want to also touch on is detectors. I feel
glad,
like we
I'm
should.
Glad talk. You brought that
Aren't
up.
You so, so glad? See, I yeah, can absolutely. Also read your mind.
Yeah, absolutely.
See? We're birds of a feather. We flock together. See?
Scott
I know,
may
right?
Not be here, but you took his place.
I know. Listen,
yeah,
in honor
go.
Of Scott,
go.
I've
Scott.
Got you, Scott. I'll the fill great in. Scott yes,
exactly.
Right?
So,
yeah.
So 2025, this year marks the 20th year that we've had our.
I know. That's why I brought it up. I'm joking. I actually didn't know that.
2005.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yes, we've installed over 80,000 smoke alarms, probably saved numerous lives and. And property. The number to call in case you need a working smoke alarm is 203-335-8835. And the Bridgeport Fire Department will certainly come out and install not just a smoke alarm, but we have the dual alarms, which incorporates detection of carbon monoxide as well.
Yeah, which is
great
the,
program.
The, right? And it's like the invisible killer. You
exactly.
had that note and you weren't going to say it until I prompted you? You
well,
had
was,
the note right
the,
there?
It was at the top of the page as well.
Unbelievable.
We got right into Christmas trees and
I know, right?
Else, you know?
We got right into it. That's just
yes.
kind of how we rolled, though.
I like that.
We totally do.
Yeah.
So this is crazy. So the next time I'll see you guys is in the new year.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yep. That's wild.
It's hard to believe 2025 just went by like that.
Well, hopefully you'll stick around for 2026 because I'm going to bother you.
We'll be back in the studio and probably back out at Frankie's in spring.
Yes.
Or in summer.
Yes. That's we haven't figured out when we're doing the diner tour. But yeah, if you guys don't show up, I'm not going.
No, we look forward to those.
Yes. Okay, good. I'm so glad. Well, I appreciate you guys always having a continued partnership with us on WACC.
Same here.
Likewise.
Really.
Yeah.
It means an awful lot. I hope you guys enjoy the holidays. And yes. I look forward to seeing you in 2026.
Yes. On behalf of the Bridgeport Fire Department, we want to wish everyone a safe and happy Merry Christmas.
Likewise, on behalf of the Bridgeport Police Department, happy, safe holidays and see you in the new year.
Love it. Sounds good. Guys, thank you so much for being in studio. I appreciate you.
Same here.
All
Always
right.
a pleasure, Melissa.
See you very soon. And maybe Santa will bring you that sign for your house. Check the manual. Just check the manual. Always. We're going to get that sign for Chief Edwards. I think he needs that. Thank you guys so much.